Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hi, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Is that when this is going up?
Yeah, it's going up New Year's Day.
Ooh, wow. Hope you guys all had a great New Year's. Hope you guys were safe.
Yes.
And you didn't die or do something stupid like murder. Right? Do you not wish that? Do you hope
no,
that
somebody
did? No, I do,
but that's kind of a stretch to assume people are going to be out there resorting, like doing like a purge-esque crime spree.
Look, man,
on New Year's Eve. But granted, the way 27 is gone, who knows?
Larson, it's 2018. Aliens are real. Truth exposed.
True. You got to get started on that.
I know we do. Very excited about it. You want to see the thumbnail again?
Yeah. Do you look at that every 10 minutes just to remind yourself
do,
how funny
yeah.
it is?
How great it is, yeah.
All right. We're here today to talk about predictions.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Namely, our predictions we made beginning of 2017.
Yeah.
And to give our predictions for the year, the human year of 2018.
Human year of 2018. This is exciting. I'm very happy about this because we get to go. I like seeing, oh, what did we say a year ago? Larson, I wonder what 2018 is going to be like for Going In Raw. Where are we going to be a year from now? Are we even going to be doing predictions for 2019?
Who knows?
I don't know, man. Crazy things could happen. Hopefully we will be. But anyways, first let's review.
Yeah, let's review some of our predictions we made at the beginning of last year. First prediction from me. No massive indie stars or international stars coming to WWE. I was one Adam Cole away from being right on that.
This was your big kind of a big whiffer, because if you look at the, because I don't think Cassius Ohno had signed.
No, there was talks that he was going to. Yeah,
so he signed. Kyle O'Reilly signed. Bobby Fish signed.
Well, I meant independent wrestlers on par with like, or international wrestlers on par of Adam Cole, Ricochet.
Well, Kyle O'Reilly
the Young
is on
Bucks.
Par with
no,
Adam
not.
Cole. He's Ring of Honor champion, what? Same as Adam Cole.
Three times Adam Cole is Ring of Honor champion.
Bobby Fish, Redragon, come on. They're like a massive tag
not
team.
They weren't as huge as Adam Cole was.
Oh, my goodness. This is a big whiffer for you.
Yeah, we missed on most of our predictions, so that's nothing special. Your next prediction was that Ring of Honor and Pro Wrestling Guerrilla catalogs would be the WWE Network. That was a massive whiff.
No, that wasn't that big a whiff. It just didn't happen. But you said, but here's the thing. WWE.
You predicted it would. It didn't. That's a whiff, Steve.
WWE went out and started just snatching up talent. Look at the entirety of the Mae Young Classic. And WWE's not signing any major independent names. They went out and signed everybody. Donovan Dijak. They went out and signed everybody they possibly could.
I mean, no disrespect to Donovan Dijak.
Oh,
he's not.
My God. Everybody agrees this guy should have been Ring of Honor.
But he
wasn't.
Adam Cole was three times.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not sure who else they could have signed.
Ricochet. They
which
could have
they're gotten doing,
Kenny,
which
Kenny,
they're
Kenny,
doing.
Yeah, you're
they
later.
Could, no, they couldn't. He was under contract.
Yeah,
they
no.
couldn't have.
But Kenny Omega, they could have. They didn't.
Those are two names. They signed everybody they possibly could.
Well, not everybody. They didn't sign Matt Riddle, Jeff
yeah,
Cobb.
And who really cares about the WWE Network? That yours is a way bigger whiff than mine.
Whatever. Next, Ty, for me, Ty was going to win the NXT title in 2017.
Oh, and this was, what did you call it?
A lock.
A guarantee.
And if he had stayed in NXT, it probably would have happened.
No, it wouldn't have. There's way too much talent.
Yeah.
Aleister, Tommy End, Aleister Black, huge independent name. Yeah, that didn't happen.
Didn't he sign into 2016, though? Yeah, he did. He made his debut.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Your next prediction, SmackDown will go to 3 hours.
Oh, and Leo Rush, he's a big name.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't even know why I would have said that, because like they're in the middle, like literally we're in the middle of their TV contract. That doesn't
yeah,
make any
yeah,
sense
that's
legally.
Not gonna happen, man. It won't yeah. happen. Next, I said that AJ Styles and Sasha Banks will be the first to win the respective top championships on both brands. That didn't happen.
No, but I mean, look, you were right. I think on some of these a bit more than I was. You had, spiritually speaking, you were pretty correct on AJ Styles, especially when it came to the who's going to hold the titles at the end of the year.
Next, you said that Vince would exert his influence over the company even more. We heard that this year he was traveling less.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, he didn't. One of my things was I thought that Vince might dip his hands. Maybe it was just me being like, you know, freaked. You kind of like when we say we hope Randy Orton wins the Rumble.
Yeah.
It's something that we say so we don't want
so
it to
it
happen. You know, him exerting his influence over NXT never happened, which was good. Although he did, I think he did have some say, or he was sort of getting involved in the War Games thing. Wasn't like some of the War Games changes
Oh, I don't know.
I think those might have been Vince moves.
Maybe.
But I don't know.
Next, I said that Kurt Angle would return to the WWE. I was correct on that.
Yeah, it was a good job. Yeah.
That wasn't that
these days
huge of a leap.
No, but because these days, I mean, you know, we know a little bit more now. You know, we've learned over the year
yeah.
that when somebody says, no more dates past this date,
it they're coming to WWE.
Exactly.
Also, you said WWE will move in on New Japan's territory, which they didn't in a geographic sense.
So I was pretty much saying that I thought they were going to have like a Japanese tournament, and they didn't. But they did. You know, I mean, they did express interest in Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
They have. You know, according to some rumors throughout the year, they have their eyes on Okada, on Naito, on all sort. You know, they're bringing in War Machine, evidently.
Mm-hmm.
Ricochet obviously has spent some time mm-hmm. in New Japan. And then, of course, there was they literally did move in on Bullet Club,
yeah.
sending them some cease and desist. So they are aware, at the very least, of New Japan and New Japan trying to come up in the world.
Yes.
That was kind of half right.
Yeah. Next, I said John Cena would not break Ric Flair's title record in 2017.
Correct. He tied it, did not break it.
Yeah. And then finally, you said Cena will pass more torches as he moves on to Hollywood, which ended up being correct.
Bray Wyatt, Roman Reigns, and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's review who we thought were going to hold the belts everywhere yeah. at the end of this year.
I think you're the only person who got any of these right.
Maybe. For the Universal title, you said Roman Reigns. You're about 4 months off.
Yeah.
I said AJ Styles.
Which you're only a brand off.
Yeah. The WWE Championship, you said Samoa Joe. And I said yeah. Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
Way off there.
Bray Wyatt, he did hold it.
But not the end of the year. Intercontinental title, you said Ty Dillinger. We were both really high on Ty. And I said, Baron
you said, hold on.
Corbin.
You said, no way. Again, you're only a brand off. And he beat the IC title guy. You said, there's no, not Ty, because he's going to have the NXT championship. He's going to win that at War Games.
Next, the U.S. title. You said Braun Strowman. I said Sami Zayn. For the tag team championships, you said on Raw, The New Day, before the Superstar Shakeup.
Mm-hmm.
And on SmackDown, The Revival.
Okay.
On Raw, I said The Club.
Yeah, all right.
And on SmackDown, I said The Revival.
So I said New Day, which is in the ballpark.
Yeah.
And Revival nowhere clears. But who could have thought about that?
I know they were going to get hurt as much as they did.
Yeah, The Club and Revival. Okay.
Yeah. For the women's titles, you said on Raw, Asuka. On SmackDown, Sasha Banks. Because I was convinced that Sasha was going to SmackDown.
Yeah.
I said on Raw, Bayley. And on SmackDown, Sasha Banks.
All right.
For the Cruiserweight Championship, you said Austin Aries,
big
and I said Cedric Alexander, which
you're,
still
yeah, you
could
maybe
potentially happen this next 2 weeks.
Maybe.
Who knows? NXT Champions, you said Eric Young, I said Ty Dillinger.
Eric Young's not that.
A terrible pick.
I mean, he's
not
a tag champion.
It's not a terrible pick. For the women's title, you said Nikki Cross. I said Ember Moon.
Well, you got that one right.
I think it's the only one any of us got
Congratulations.
Right.
Congratulations. Nikki, I'm happy with my Nikki Cross.
Yeah.
We both predicted her at the last takeover,
yes.
I think.
For the tag titles, you said Sanity, which for right now.
I got that right.
They're defending their titles tonight. We're taping this in advance.
Yeah, no, by the time this is over, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
You're right. By the time this airs, I'm wrong.
Yeah. And I said TM61, who've been out most of the year with injury.
I was
very
off
close.
By, I know, like a week or two.
Ring of Honor World title. We were way off. You said Bobby Fish.
Yes. Hey, he's a champion, though. Ring of Honor World champion is kind of on par with NXT tag champion.
I don't know. Mm. And I said Marty Scurll.
Yeah, I mean, that was a positive. That was a good pick.
In New Japan Pro Wrestling, you said Kenny Omega would close the year
yeah.
as their world champion.
We didn't
heavyweight
really
champion,
know.
And I said Tetsuya Naito.
Yeah.
I'm about a week
you're,
off.
No, you're a week
right.
off from that one. Yeah, that's a good pick.
So that's our recap of last year's predictions. Let's get into what's going to happen in 2018, Steve.
All right.
Would
I
you like
it.
To go first?
Yeah, absolutely. And then at the end of this, we're going to do our titles again.
Yeah.
That's the most fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... I don't have any big, like, groundbreaking...
What fun is that, then?
None of mine are, like, all that ground, because I don't really think they can do a whole... Like, what was my most groundbreaking... Okay, what did I say on...
Well, it was between... I think the two most seismic shifts would be Ring of Honor and PWG catalogs on the network.
Yeah.
And then SmackDown going to 3 hours.
And those aren't really that big. So, okay, so this is what I have. Because we're fans of 205 Live. I think my first prediction is 205 Live... will look vastly different at the end of 2018 than it does now, for either good or bad. Worst case scenario, everyone but the cream of the crop. Worst case scenario, 205 Live gets canceled, which I think is a possibility.
It is. That was almost one of my predictions. Considering especially, you know, they put Bray and Matt Hardy on the first live events.
Yeah.
I'm assuming because ticket sales weren't good.
I think that the title will remain, and I think the cream of the crop. I'm thinking Drew, Cedric. I mean, I'm not sure about Mustafa Ali because he kind of occupies the same territory as Cedric Alexander. The guys that really stand out, maybe Grand Metalik.
Tony Nese.
I would think Tony Nese, yes. I like Tony Nese a lot.
Kendrick Gallagher.
I don't know about Brian Kendrick. Maybe Jack Gallagher. I'm talking about like the top four guys because you have to, you know, there's Hideo Itami coming in, Rockstar Spud coming in.
Leo Rush eventually.
So you've got guys in NXT coming up. So, you know, I'm saying the top maybe four guys on 205 Live might stick around in a worst case scenario. Best case scenario, they're able to right the ship, but Enzo Amore is not going to be, he's a band-aid at best.
Yeah.
You know, like he's been able to float their ratings up, but even now I haven't seen them in the top 20 or whatever it is that Wrestling Observer reports on. So I think that experiment, if you will, is going to play out one way. They might try to boost ratings by having another Cruiserweight Classic.
Mm-hmm.
But one way or another, what we know of as 205 Live now, I think is going to be vastly different by the end of the year. I'm not sure if they can just keep on doing what they're doing with it.
I know, especially if these first two rounds of live events don't sell well.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Then they're going to have to make some hard decisions about the future 205 Live. My first prediction, I've mentioned this on previous episodes, AJ Styles will hold the WWE Championship for the most part, of 2018.
All right.
I'm not saying the entire year,
mm-hmm.
but a vast majority of the year, he's going to be champion.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the biggest threat to this prediction is AJ going to Raw. But I don't think that's going to happen because Vince wants Roman Reigns to be the top guy on Raw. And AJ Styles might be the most popular wrestler, for sure, on SmackDown.
Maybe in the
maybe
WWE.
The entire company.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's going to bring AJ over to Raw to threaten Roman's top dog status on the show.
Do either of us have like the most bold prediction we can make is a decision on the Roman Reigns experiment? Will it fail? Will it succeed? I think neither will happen. It'll just keep sputtering along with indecision.
That's what I thought. Because I thought about making a prediction about that, and the decision I came up with too is that it's probably just going to keep going as it's been going.
It'll be frustrating.
He won't get over more. The crowd won't turn on anymore. This is the reality we're facing ourselves, Roman Reigns, in perpetuity, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Also, WWE titles kind of bounced around a lot this past year. And I think the belt would benefit with some stability.
Okay.
So I think AJ opened the year with it. Then it went to Cena, Bray, Orton, Mahal, and then back to AJ. So that's five people who held the belt.
Yeah.
But six title changes.
That's
kind of a lot.
The Universal title went from Owens. Was Owens at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, it went from Owens
to Goldberg to Brock, and then it stayed with Brock, and it's going to stay with Brock
an entire calendar year.
I think it might be more likely for the Universal title to bounce around a bit more World title.
Yes.
I mean, because you can have this Roman thing keep going and put it on Braun, put it on, you know,
Samoa Joe
maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Use the Universal title now that Brock has managed to hold it for an entire year, enhance it, use the Universal title to tell stories.
Maybe, yeah.
But I think the WWE title needs that sense of stability. Give AJ a CM Punk type run.
Mm-hmm.
And then it doesn't seem like Nakamura right now is necessarily has momentum behind him to win the Rumble, to face AJ at WrestleMania 34.
Mm-hmm.
Just postpone a year.
Yeah, you think so.
Give Nakamura a good mid-card push. Put the U.S. title on him. Have him, you know, build up a following on Maine like he had in NXT.
Yeah.
So then by the time WrestleMania 35 comes around, it seems inevitable.
The demand is there.
Yes. Yeah, we have this epic confrontation of AJ, who's held the belt for pretty much for more than a year,
mm-hmm.
against Nakamura, who it really feels like his time is now.
Yeah.
That way, it's an eagerly anticipated match regardless, but if you really build a good story around it, it can make tons of money for the company and make a massive star in WWE. Out of Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah, they just have to be really careful about that because who knows how much longer AJ has.
No, I know, especially wrestling the way he does. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Who's next?
You are.
I am next. My next prediction is WWE will continue to raid indie talents, swamping NXT every time a New Japan or Ring of Honor star's contract comes up. They'll be in a much better negotiating position. I kind of wonder if... I think Dalton Castle, his time was definitely due for that Ring of Honor World Championship. I haven't... Oh, by this time, hopefully I've watched Final Battle finally. I there were some rumblings that he had been, you know, possibly talking with WWE. I wonder if putting the world title on him is Ring of Honor's way of saying, hey, we truly value you. You have a real home here. And then there's a lot of stuff you can still do in New Japan. However, I think that, you know, all sorts of guys, I wonder if they, if some of the ranks in Bullet Club, a guy like maybe Marty Scurll might be tempted to go to WWE, even as close as he is there with the Young Bucks. I wonder if they might try to be a disruptive force there in New Japan. And anytime a contract is up, hey, not only are we getting a great talent, but we're also disrupting New Japan's business model, perhaps by trying to poach some of that talent from New Japan. So I definitely see WWE not letting up with trying to sign all this other talent out there. They've sent out a couple of their network surveys, have suggested they're still open to the possibility of even more original programming. They sent out a network survey a couple months ago saying, hey, would you guys like to see a TV 14 version of ECW perhaps? So it might be not out of the realm of possibility. Hey, we're a wrestling promotion. Let's make more wrestling content to bring people in. And even right now, they have more talent. They really know what to do with. But that hasn't seemed to stop them from continually trying to sign more and more talent.
Yeah.
So that's my prediction there.
Good. Then my next one dovetails nicely with yours.
Go ahead.
NXT will finally get a second hour.
All right.
2018. At first, I wasn't that optimistic about this prediction coming to fruition. And on the way over here, I thought... Because here, there's a huge production problem with moving to two-hour NXTs. They hold TV tapings once a month for, you know, like a better part of an afternoon or evening. Shoot four episodes, you get your content for the entire month. If you move, and that's for a one-hour show. If you move to two-hour, you're planning to do 2 days of tapings to get all the content done, or tape every 2 weeks as opposed to monthly. But then I thought about it. When they announced the TV tapings in Atlanta happening beginning of 2018, the first taping is 1 day. The second is two.
Ooh.
So it's entirely possible that starting beginning of March, we will start getting two-hour NXTs. And if they keep signing indie talent, international talent, it's going to be necessary.
Yeah.
The roster is already stacked in NXT. Yep. There's not enough TV time for everybody. That's not even taking into account any new signees or all the women they signed from the Mae Young Classic, who for the most part have not... Apart from Kairi Sane and soon Shayna Baszler, really haven't made that much of an impression in NXT yet because there's not the time.
Yeah.
Add the second hour to NXT, really start developing that as not only as, in one sense, still the developmental brand for WWE, but as a proper alternative brand within WWE to Raw and SmackDown. Give it the second hour, bring it up a bit in terms of prominence so it's... I don't know if it, unless it's a national touring brand selling out arenas, I don't think it's ever going to be on the same par as Raw and SmackDown in the eyes of I think casual mainstream wrestling fans. But if you add the second hour, highlight a lot more superstars, develop more superstars, have a few people to stick around in NXT.
Yeah,
not look at a call up to Maine as the end all be all.
Yeah,
then you'll really build NXT as the proper third brand within WWE. But it has to start with that in the second hour.
There are three questions I would have surrounding that. The first and foremost, what would that mean in terms of the quality of the show? It's my most treasured product that the WWE produces. And it really, if Vince came to me like he does, he calls us before.
Yeah, we do. We book Raw. Yeah.
If he said, Steve, yay or nay, give me your answer. 2 hours NXT or no? I would say, Vince, no. It's not broken. Don't fix it. However, the product is so good right now. I mean, I still get kind of geeked to watch SmackDown because it's only 2 hours compared to Raw. I think I'd still be geeked for 2 hours, and I'd like to see what they could do with it.
Yeah, well, I think the strength of NXT is the quality of the in-ring product.
Yeah.
Plus the unique approaches they take to backstage stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't think they necessarily have to mess with any of that
right,
to move to 2 hours. This gives more people opportunity to get more TV time.
in addition to that, would we see a mid-card belt? I don't think that would be necessary. I personally wouldn't want
to
see
another, another advantage of moving to a two-hour NXT.
Bring UK title over.
Yep.
Yeah.
And have the UK tournament competitors be involved more regularly.
Yeah. That actually kind of dovetails into my next one. I think we're going to see more mutual releases and or walkouts. We saw a couple this year. We saw Neville walk out. He's still holding out right now. Negotiations, if rumors are to be believed, were heating up and getting okay, and then they stalled, and now apparently they're still stalled. You know, we saw what other releases, like mutual releases.
I believe Jack Swagger was
a mutual release. Thing, yeah, I think the more people WWE brings in, even if they're able to relieve some of that pressure with the second hour of NXT. I think a combination of WWE bringing in a bunch more talent and the thriving indie scene that's out there. People see even Jack Swagger can go out there and headline a pretty big, APW show in San Francisco. And then he signed with Bellator to do real fighting. I think some of the talent there in WWE, guys like, I mean, I hate to say this, but maybe a guy like Ty Dillinger might look out and say, man, the pastures might be greener elsewhere. And I think we're going to see more people sort of, I'm going to go out and see what's out there. I mean, it could be situations where Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn get punished and sent home. Well, you know, WWE's not the end all be all anymore.
Yeah.
And so, you're going to punish me? Fine. I'm going to walk out.
Yeah.
You know? And so I think we're going to see more of that type of stuff. I mean, we saw Nia Jax maybe walk out, but we're still not sure if that was okay or not.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to see more of that. I think some of that talent might find out that the grass isn't necessarily greener on the other side because there's kind of only so much money on the indie scenes.
Yeah, but especially if a lot more talent currently signed with WWE asked for their release, there could be a huge influx of former WWE talents going to the indies competing for work.
Yeah.
And so they might find it's harder to get consistent dates.
I have a bad feeling that we're going to do several dailies about like, oh, really? Him? Why did he have to walk out?
I know.
No, bring him back.
I know.
He's great. I love him. Great. He's great.
Next for me, Kenny Omega staying in New Japan Pro Wrestling for at least one more year.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't necessarily know if it's because he's a huge part of their expansion, and I think he enjoys that aspect of his job right now. But there's another aspect, too, that kind of leads me more so, I think, than that to think he's sticking around, and that's because the Young Bucks are signed with Ring of Honor till beginning of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's going to be any movement of Kenny from New Japan to WWE, I would be hard-pressed to believe that he wouldn't do it. Unless the Bucks would come with them too.
Yeah, I think that's definitely one big thing. I think there's a grip of other reasons why he's going to stay with New Japan.
Oh yeah, there's a lot.
Mainly because I think what you're saying is absolutely true. I think the fact that he's
and also Tama Tonga just posted something on Twitter.
Yeah, I saw that. He said OG's coming back in September
2019. OG's reunite.
I mean, is that a reference to Finn Balor? Is his contract up in 2019? He's probably just stirring the pot.
Or their contract's up in 2019 and they're going to move over to. Because, like in 2019.
Move to WWE?
Yeah.
Oh my God, no, just look what they did with the club.
Oh, I know.
You're like lower profile in the club too.
Kind of.
Be careful with
I know. So that's just my feeling. I mean, I think he's been pretty straightforward in saying that he has stuff he still wants to do in New Japan.
Yeah.
And I think his match against Chris Jericho at Wrestle Kingdom is going to kick off another huge year for Kenny Omega. But then, assuming he signs another one-year deal with New Japan in 2018, it's going to be real interesting in 2019 when he's a free agent. Young Bucks are free agents.
Part of me wonders if Kenny Omega... if that Chris Jericho deal might have been maybe the final straw for him in terms of seeing, wow, I don't need to go to the WWE because I can bring, we can make this kind of thing happen.
Yeah.
You know, Chris Jericho, huge name in the WWE. He's out of his contract. He comes over to New Japan. They're going to put on a no DQ barn burner.
Yep.
I wonder if he's like, man, this is a huge deal. Even more reason for me to, apparently, because apparently negotiations took months that kind of goodwill, that kind of New Japan showing Kenny, hey, we want the biggest and best for you. Yeah. That has to mean something. Oh, he seems like a genuine guy who has loyalties.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think the thing probably most that could draw him to WWE would be a match against AJ Styles at WrestleMania. Right, and he said that before.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So, you know, if he puts another year or two in New Japan, then ultimately says, okay, I'm going to go and essentially cash out, I guess.
Yeah.
Go to WWE, sign a huge deal, get this match with AJ at WrestleMania, and then, you know, stick around WWE for a couple of years, and then go be a celebrity gamer.
Yeah, there you go. No, I like that one. My next one is going to be, it's 2018. Is going to be the year of Braun Strowman.
Yeah, I kind of have that too.
Now, I'm not saying that Braun is going to win the Universal title and take over the Roman Reigns experiment. I think he might win the Universal title. I don't know if they're going to put it on him in the manner they put it on Brock Lesnar, for example, or in the manner I think Vince wants to put it on Roman. However, by the end of 2018, there will be absolutely no doubt in anybody's mind, the face of the company, the most over guy in the company, the guy that everybody pops huge for, will be, without a shadow of a doubt, Braun Strowman.
I'm going to take it one further. Braun Strowman will win the Universal title in 2018. I don't know if he's going to hold, he won't have a Brock-like reign.
Right.
But they've already laid the groundwork for a story where at some point, Roman beat Braun beginning of this year. People more or less forgot about it because Braun has spent the rest of 2017 absolutely destroying Roman Reigns.
Everything.
So there's a built-in story of Strowman kind of being the guy that Reigns can't overcome.
Yeah.
And so if he ever comes Brock at WrestleMania, as expected, then the next monster he has to overcome is Braun.
Mm-hmm.
And if they really want to tell an effective story, have Braun beat Reigns for that Universal title at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
And then, you know, have Braun either hold it till Survivor Series, the Rumble, or ideally WrestleMania.
Well,
then you have Reigns main event WrestleMania for the fourth, fifth straight year.
Yeah.
Beating Braun, getting the Universal title back.
There's an even bigger sort of idea here at play with Braun Strowman that I think is going to break through in 2018, and that is the mainstream crossover aspect of Braun Strowman. He's not quite at the level where little kids on the playground are buying his merch, perhaps, are acting like they're Braun Strowman. But I think 2018 is going to be the year. All it takes is a couple of media appearances, like high-profile ones, a couple of viral videos, like the one where he was reading the Juno script stuff. It just takes a couple of those for Braun, and I feel like we're right on the cusp of him. You know, there's a couple people that, you know, like Cena, for example. I mean, he's been around forever and he's been kind of the man forever because he appeals to kids and you see kids wearing stuff all over. Braun is on the cusp of starting that mainstream crossover appeal that is really important to the WWE. Yes. And at a certain point, they're not going to be able to force Roman Reigns on to be the crossover guy when Braun is probably going to get there naturally.
Yes.
His demeanor, his the way he can articulate in interviews against what he looks like
is really impressive.
He seems like a very warm, charismatic, and fascinating individual versus Roman Reigns, who just looks cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I really think Braun is going to break through in a mainstream way and kind of maybe be what a lot of people figured the Big Show was going to be 15 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, it was different era back then.
Yeah, but when the Giant debuted WCW, they were marveling at his athleticism. He was doing top rope drop kicks and stuff like that.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
I think Braun is, and the marketing from the WWE standpoint is so much savvier these days. Mm-hmm. And Braun will kill every opportunity he has in the mainstream media whenever they do these little Good Morning America segments or Today Show segments or whatever they're going to do. If Braun wins that Universal title at SummerSlam, for example, he'll be on the Today Show the next morning.
Yeah.
He's going to dazzle people.
Yep.
He's going to charm people.
Yep.
And there will be no stopping Braun Strowman in 2018.
All right, Steve, what's your final prediction?
It's kind of silly. It's a really small one. I've got two more. NXT is going to go to 6 takeovers a year. It did 5 this year. I think last year I was going to predict that it was going to go monthly.
But you did at one point. Maybe it was 2 years ago.
Maybe it was 2 years ago. Okay. Well, they went to 5 this year. They're going to go 6 this year.
Yeah.
I think we'll get 6 takeovers. And then my other one is going in Raw. We're going to have a rebrand of sorts. I'm gonna clean up that logo of ours. I don't know how. I don't know when. I'm thinking maybe after Mania.
Yeah.
Mania or like when did we launch our Patreon? Wasn't it like in March? Okay, so maybe on a 2-year anniversary of Patreon.
Good idea.
I'll roll out our new logo, some new packaging.
Good idea.
Something small. So yeah.
My final prediction: Daniel Bryan is gonna wrestle in 2018.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
That'll whether happen. It be in WWE or in Ring of Honor or mm-hmm. New Japan. Or in CMLL,
yeah.
It's going to happen.
I'm going to say this.
I almost said CM Punk's going to return to the wrestling industry in 2018, too.
I'm going to say this. Daniel Bryan's going to wrestle, and it's going to be for WWE.
Okay.
I think he's going to get cleared. I think, dude, this last freaking pay-per-view, when he took a bump on Shane,
yeah.
That has to be a strong indicator of something.
It could.
One of the did you see this? One of the refs. One of the WWE refs on Twitter, the one who his last name starts with a K. God,
I don't know.
I forget his name. Anyway, somebody asked, are you guys, is there a physical, clearance that you guys need to be refs because of, you know, possible bumps? And the only response was refs are covered under the wellness policy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that wasn't really a, you know, they're cleared in the same manner as wrestlers. I doubt that's the case.
No.
But there is some level of, we have to have some sort of clearance in some level.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that if you look at who's in WWE, I'll put it this way. The name's in WWE, and he might just sign for like a per match basis or like a 6 month or 12, not 6 month, but like a 12 month deal. But Nakamura, AJ Styles, even Kevin Owens, you know, Sami Zayn. There are names in the WWE right now that I think he would absolutely be tickled to wrestle.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And he might go on like maybe a Jericho-type deal where he does a stretch in WWE.
Oh, yeah. That's what Meltzer said, that if the plan is for him to maybe wrestle at next SummerSlam, and if or at least there were talks or something like that, and then for him to wrestle a very limited schedule after that.
He'll be on a program-by-program basis.
Yeah,
and then
that'll
allow him to go out to Ring of Honor and to New Japan, all kind of stuff. I think he's in such a great position to be able to sort of write his own ticket. It's just a matter of him getting cleared. But I'm telling you, man, I think you're absolutely right about this. And I think we're going to have the best of both worlds. I think he's going to do both. His contract with WWE isn't up until September.
Yeah.
I wonder, man. It's interesting situation with
it
him.
Is.
Okay, let's talk about who's going to be champions.
Yes, let's start in the WWE, your universal champion. Who's it going to be, Steve?
And by the end of the year, I think it's still going to be Roman Reigns.
Same here.
Yeah, okay.
The WWE champion, AJ Styles.
I'm going to say Baron Corbin.
Okay.
I'm going to say by that time, there's nowhere for him to go except for the main event scene.
Yeah.
I think we should do like to predict who's going to go where if there's going to be some changes.
Oh, I know. That's so hard to predict.
The shakeup. I know. There's no way they've even thought about that stuff.
No. Your Intercontinental title.
I'm going to say it's going to be back on Miz.
I'm saying Drew McIntyre.
Okay, that's a good one. I'm going to say Miz just because it's Miz. You can't,
safe bet.
Like, it's a super safe bet.
Safe bet.
United States champion.
Sami Zayn.
I'm going to say Bobby Roode.
Okay.
I mean, it's probably going to happen sooner than then.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be over it by then. But I also don't have the faith that he's going to be able to move on from the U.S. title scene.
Yeah.
So by the end of the year, I'll say he's probably still champ.
Tag team champions. On Raw, I have Authors of Pain.
Me too.
Cool.
Yeah.
On SmackDown, The New Day.
The New Day. So do I. Very good.
Women's champions. Asuka on Raw.
Me too.
Ember Moon on SmackDown.
I have Bayley on SmackDown.
Okay.
I think she'll probably move.
Yeah.
SmackDown feels more like Bayley.
Yeah,
anyways.
It does.
Yeah.
Cruiserweight champion.
Oh, crap. I don't have that.
Leo Rush.
Oh, wow. I'll say by that time, Cruiserweight champion will be... I'll say Gargano.
Okay.
I'll say Johnny Gargano.
Good pick. UK champion.
I have Wolfgang.
Pete Dunne. He's going to hold that belt forever.
I would not be upset with that. I'm not a huge Wolfgang fan. I'm sure I've heard that he's a nice guy. But
I almost put Trent Seven.
Yeah, I know, me too. I was like, oh, Trent Seven, he's the other guy who hasn't had it. And then I was like, yeah, but they seem to be a bit higher on Wolfgang. Even though I know Trent Seven is the one who fought Killian Dane for the spot. I get a Wolfgang vibe. Because I think we're going to get some movement in the UK scene.
I would hope so, but I didn't feel confident enough about that to make that one of my predictions.
And I kind of feel like they need a big face to do that. Trent Seven's already in a tag team kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm feeling Wolfgang, but I like Pete Dunne too.
In NXT.
Yeah.
Your NXT champion.
Velveteen Dream.
Ooh, interesting pick.
Yeah, man.
In my mind, it's really a toss-up between three wrestlers.
Okay.
Ricochet.
Okay, all right.
Aleister Black.
Okay.
And Adam Cole.
I figured Adam Cole would be early, but not late. And I feel Aleister Black's going to get called
up, that's why I wasn't terribly confident.
I like the Ricochet pick. The Ricochet pick is...
Ricochet is what I put down, then put Aleister Black with the question mark next to it. I think he's going to get called
The Ricochet pick is good. NXT Women's title.
Kairi Sane.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to agree on all of these.
Seems pretty obvious.
Yeah, no. Tag team.
Oh, man. You know who it's got to be.
War Machine.
Bum, bum, bum. Ba-da-bum-bum.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Street Profits.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to put War Machine, and then I was like, oh, Street Profits.
I'm upset I didn't pick them.
How does he do that?
I don't know how he does that with his shoulder. Yeah, I don't know how he does it.
Oh, man. And then...
that's all the titles.
Oh, it's all titles. Let's move on to New Japan.
All right. Who's going to be their heavyweight champion?
It's going to be Naito. It's still going to be Naito.
It's hard to pick against Okada.
Gato loves the long-term booking, but he also loves Okada.
I know. So I'm gonna go with Okada. We agree on too many of these, so...
Okay, that's fine. That was totally cool. IC champion.
Kota Ibushi.
Oh, that's good. I like that. That's really good. I'm going to say Minoru Suzuki.
Oh, that'd be great. I have him with another title.
All right. New Japan U.S. title.
Oh, Kenny Omega.
Zack Sabre Jr.
Nah.
Yeah.
Now, Kenny's holding that until he leaves.
All right. New Japan Junior Heavyweight.
Ticking time bomb.
I got that, too.
Takahashi.
New Japan Heavyweight Tag Team.
Minoru Suzuki and Zack Sabre Jr.
Ooh, that's out of the box. Stretch. I love it, though. I'm just a safe bet. Gorillas of Destiny.
Yeah, I know. Junior Tag Champs.
The Young Bucks.
I went with Roppongi 3K.
Oh, that's a good pick. The Never Overweight. The Never Open Weight.
Open Weight.
Yeah.
Juice we Robinson.
Bad and rad. Me too. I've got Juice Robinson too.
Yeah.
And then the New Japan six-man.
Never overweight six-man tag champs.
I've got the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega.
I'm close. Marty Scurll, Cody Rhodes, and Hangman Page.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's good.
Those are our predictions.
I like it. We didn't do a Ring of Honor World or anything like
that. Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, you did?
Daniel Bryan.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. That's ridiculous.
If not Daniel Bryan.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'd be surprised if Cody got it back.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. I could say Cody. Yeah, I'll say Cody again. Yeah. I like that, though. I think these are well-informed picks.
I know. I feel like every year we do better with our predictions.
I think we do, too. I think we're good.
We'll see how many we get right at the end of the year.
Okay. Some of these have to be... Like, Roman Reigns, that's got to be a lock, right?
What, with the Universal title?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd think so.
Authors of Pain, I think, barring injury, but they're big dudes. I don't think they get injured.
Or move to SmackDown.
Kairi Sane has to be a lock. Kairi Sane might be my lock of the thing here.
That's your Ty Dillinger lock?
Yeah, exactly.
The prediction is 2018?
Yeah, or Raw Women's title on Asuka. That's kind of a lock, too.
Yeah, she's going to have that belt for a while.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, is that it for predictions?
I mean, is there any other promotions you want to predict? Who's going to be a Pro Wrestling Guerrilla champ? Who's going to win Battle of Los Angeles 2018?
Who's the Pro Wrestling Guerrilla champ now?
Ricochet.
I'm going to say Jeff Cobb and Jeff Cobb.
All right.
It's going to be a big year on
the Well, here's the thing is that Ricochet has to drop the belt at the next show, which is Mystery Vortex.
Mm.
Which I think is on the 21st of January.
Okay.
But the thing about that show, they don't announce any of the matches, anybody who's going to be there beforehand.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see if Ricochet has a match and retains the title at that show. I mean, because that'd be, I think it's the 21st, but I could be wrong. Or maybe it's the 12th. They put it on their Twitter. If it is the 21st and mm-hmm. he has a match and retains the title, what that's going to mean for his eventual future in WWE? Like, is he going to stick around the indies for a little bit?
He didn't have a, send-off thing at the last, no, I guess he didn't.
No, the last PWG show, he won the title.
He won it, yeah. Chuck Taylor, right?
Yeah, let me check the date on Mystery
Maybe
Vortex.
He'll redrop it to Chuck Taylor.
January 12th. So it's before NXT TakeOver Philadelphia. We're going to be sitting in the crowd.
That Street Profits is stuck in my head.
Oh, man, that's a good pick. I'm really upset with myself I didn't make that pick. Those guys are great.
They are great. Anyways, let us know what your predictions are in the comments, and until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.